And AM 570 LA Sports is your official home of the Dodgers. It is opening day. Dodgers and the Giants. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck at 3. First pitch at 4:08. And if you are heading out to Dodger Stadium, the parking lot and stadium gates open at 1 o'clock. Pre-game ceremony start at 3:30. It's also the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse lunch hour, 866-987-2570. Once we give you the question, you weigh in. The phone lines will be open, and your best 30-second take earns you a trip to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. We'll give you a $100 gift card. BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, over 140 menu items, 50 craft beers, and the one-of-a-kind Pazookie dessert. Men, good afternoon, and here we go.
It's Pazookie.
Pazookie.
It's a cookie. Pazookie. In the shape of a pizza.
You know what? We will handle
BJ. It's not a cookie. It's a cookie.
We will handle it.
But if you want to add a little,
the best 10 minutes of the program,
we do this every day.
We're going to argue about every day you get it wrong.
No, I get it right.
Every day you get it wrong. It's a Pazookie.
You know what? I got it right.
You're wrong.
We're going to handle it.
You didn't.
We are going to handle it.
You got it wrong.
Right off the bat.
You know what I was going to say?
Money.
That's the saddest part, because I was about to say, before my partner over here popped off,
right.
I was about to say, like, I woke up this morning with the attitude of conciliatory happiness.
Sure.
I want to let you guys take your calls, give away your Pazookie.
Pazookie.
We're going to enjoy ourselves.
Wait. You said Pazookie.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
He said Pazookie.
I want to be completely conciliatory.
Okay.
I want you guys to take your calls. We're going to sit here on the field. I'm going to try my best not to make fun of the callers.
Okay.
We're going to be positive. We're going to
You haven't even heard the topic yet.
No, we haven't.
No, I'm sorry.
You're making this statement before you've heard the topic.
We were in such a good place.
Before we started, were we in a good place?
And you were able to get your whole thing out and the very end.
It was the last thing he said.
It was very nice.
He said Pazookie when it's Pazookie.
It was like my bowling event a week ago.
Cookie Pazookie.
Yeah, it's like my bowling event a week ago with my daughter, right? I made it all the way through, and I was like, wow, no one got hurt. Last frame, black eye. And, like, you were getting through your whole thing, right? You were like, you know, here's the number. Give us a call.
Set it up, Fred.
And then all of a sudden,
bang.
You get it wrong every day. And I was like, damn.
Every day.
I thought we were going to come out, and I thought Don was going to call our boss and be like, my man, you guys had a smooth open. You guys are out there on the field.
Straight to the baseball. It was great. You
celebrating
set the scene.
The Dodgers. Everybody's happy. The field looks great. The Giants, Dodgers, first pitch at 3.
Yeah, this aggression will not stand.
3-4, something like that.
Starts at 3. But instead, what are we doing? Arguing about the pronunciation of a pizza cookie.
Thank you.
You know what?
Making it a
pizza. We don't argue about what you do and how you say things on your show and your sponsors.
No, you just do it behind our back.
Ooh.
But you're on after us. You're on after us.
Well,
you're on after us. I don't know how we do it behind your back.
That's what the post-show meeting is.
The post-show.
All the stupid stuff we're going to do over the next 4 hours.
I got you. Pazookie, whatever it is. It's great.
I told you.
It's delicious.
I told you. There's going to be 10 minutes.
It's delicious.
What's the question of the day, Fred?
You know, we normally like to talk a little bit before we get to the question of the day.
I've ruined it yet again.
Yeah, right. Can we please go? I mean, I think people are very excited about what's happening here at Dodger Stadium this year.
I talked about it.
What do you mean what's happening here? They're favored to win the World Series.
Set the scene, baby.
There were just one. Will you let us do the show? Rodney?
I'm with you, Fred. Yeah, they're jumping in. They're jumping in hard.
No. What do you mean they?
They're jumping in hard.
What do you mean they? I've been trying my best.
I know, Pete. I know you tried to explain it.
Jeez,
but the Pazookie, whatever it is.
That started us off wrong.
Money came in with a little
Couldn't
something.
Help it. Yeah,
little
my apologies. I'll sit out for a while.
No, money, I don't want you to sit out.
I'm in the booth.
Money, I love
I'm
you.
In the penalty booth. I'll take a two-minute minor on that.
As De Niro would say,
a
little bit.
A little bit.
All right, wait.
A little bit.
The question is going to be today.
What?
We want your prediction on the Dodgers. That's what our question is.
Oh, man. I mean, come on, Fred.
What is wrong with that?
Like, come on.
I mean, everybody is very excited.
Oh, Blackmore clown.
Excited.
The
what?
Bishop.
What did you say?
Blackmore just said riveting. Hey, can I be your first caller on predictions? Can I be your first caller?
I'm just going to yell out names. I'm just going to yell out names as I see guys.
Pedro in Elysian Park on the line. Pedro in Elysian Park.
Pedro, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead.
866-987-2570.
Go ahead, Pedro.
Pedro's in it's crazy out here already, Fred. It's really going off out here. How you doing, Rodney? My favorite quarterback. Hey, guys.
Good, Pedro. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. I just love being out here. Hey, guys. Hey.
You only have 30 seconds, Pedro. Get to it.
I want to say
Hey, take it easy over there. Cuidado, cuidado. Hey, I just want to say that.
Everybody needs to know.
Where's Adrian Gonzalez?
Don't ask us how we're doing. You've got 30 seconds. Make your point.
Well, this is a day to celebrate the Dodgers. Oh, celebrate the upcoming season.
Well, I mean, it's just, how about hey,
you guys are making
who's
a mockery.
Who's going to be the Dodgers MVP?
Of our call.
What team's going to? What team in the West are you most concerned about?
Go ahead, Matt.
We got a call.
From Mateo.
Here we go.
Out there, Mateo is in Highland Park.
Mateo's
on his way. That's a good shot at the bazook.
Wait, would you call it?
I never say it right. You think Fred's the first guy corrected on Pazookie?
You can't say it right. All you know is it tastes good. You can't say bazookie, whatever it is. It tastes good. BJ's, keep it up.
With Matt, I'm a veteran that fought in the Korean War and World War II.
That's right.
I know about the Pazookie Wars. I've been through them. Let's take a call. Mateo is out in Highland Park. He wants the BJ's. Mateo, you're on with Rogan and Rodney. We're on the field. It's opening day, 60 years of Dodger history, and a team that should go back to the World Series and win it. What do you got, Mateo?
Oh, I think the Dodgers are going to win like 110 games. And I think
110.
Corey Seager is going to hit like 20 homers.
That's good. Oh, I like Seager.
And I think Justin Turner, when he comes back, even though he's going to miss like 30 games, I think he's still going to win the MVP.
I like the red beard. Does he shave it? Or
I like
keep
the
it?
Red beard, Rodney, and you are my favorite treasure.
Oh, no.
Son of a man.
Get out of here, Mateo. Get out.
Let me get 15 more, Fred.
All right, so we're changing the question.
Oh, come on. I think it's great.
No, we're changing the question.
What are you going to change it to?
We're going to change it to.
That's the question.
No, the question is. Who do you think will be the Dodger MVP this season?
Oh, you want to take another run through this?
We got a call.
Here we go.
Who is it?
We got a call. Echo Park is chiming in. It's Gregorio.
Gregorio
is in Echo Park. Gregory's on the line at 866-987-2570. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hello,
Gregory.
Fred?
You got it, Fred.
Hello, Fred. Is this the Dean?
No, I'm sorry. You got to get right to it.
Come on. You're not going
to
let Gregorio say who's going to be the MVP?
Buzz him, Kevin. Buzz him. You can't do that.
You
got to get
hello?
Right in to make your point.
You got to go right into it?
Yeah. With BJs, you got to get right to the
point.
All right.
You only
got 30 seconds.
That's all right.
We're going to give you another chance, Gregorio.
Back out to the phones. Let's get out to Chewy in Venice Beach. Chewy's in Venice Beach at 866-987-2570. Who wants a piece of this Pazookie?
Chewy, 30 seconds only.
Chewy, what do you got? Who's the MVP, Chewy?
Oh, I think Matt Kemp is going to be the MVP,
Oh, he's friends with Rodney, dog. He has a T-shirt on that says Dilly Dilly,
I had a Matt Kemp jersey, and I was going to sell it on eBay, but I opened the auction, and I only got $450, so I kept it.
It's a turned out to be a good idea. Go up twice,
It turned out to be a good idea.
Let's take these calls, Fred. I love both topics. Let's open it up to both. What is your prediction, and who's
going
to be
Fred,
the MVP?
Fred, I watch Going Rogan every Saturday. Tim Cates is the best.
Yeah, Going Rogan.
Chewy.
So 866-987.
You're a Matt Kemp fan, Chewy.
I love Matt Kemp, and I love you, Rodney. You and Marinovich are my favorite quarterbacks ever.
We're the same.
You know why?
The same guy.
Because he flipped that guy the bird, the right?
So anyway, if you want a piece of BJ's.
So we can do it for all people.
For all people.
Black people and white people and Hispanic people. Everybody's involved.
And all people.
MVP. And a prediction on the season.
Oh, there you go.
God. All right.
Good idea.
So let's
what
try
does that have to do with black people, white people, and Hispanics?
We
got Jamal calling. Jamal's calling.
Oh, here we go.
We got Jamal.
All right, go ahead, Jamal.
Yo. Hey, Fred.
I was glad I didn't have to beat Jamal.
Fred.
Yeah,
Jamal.
Jamal was popping.
What the hell are you talking about them Dodgers, man? By the time they bring Matt Kemp back, man, they should have never let that man go.
Why, Jamal?
Matt Kemp was doing his thing when he was here with the Dodgers.
He was doing his thing.
He was doing his thing when he was here with the Dodgers. I don't know why they let him go. They didn't want to pay the man. I don't know why they didn't pay
the
man.
What's your prediction?
They didn't pay everybody else, man. I don't want to pay the man, Matt Kemp.
I don't know why they didn't want to pay Matt Kemp. They paid everybody else, but they didn't pay Matt Kemp.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating nothing.
But they did pay Matt Kemp.
But they brought him back, didn't they?
Jamal.
Is Matt Kemp in the starting lineup today?
Jamal. Yes, he is, Jamal.
Notice how Jamal's not gotten it.
No buzzer for Jamal.
Jamal, who's the MVP this year?
MVP? Man, you know, easy choice is Kershaw. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something right now.
What's that?
I said it in the beginning. They brought that man, Matt Kemp, back.
Yes.
They didn't know what they had when they let him go. And now he's back.
I feel like Jamal's got like 90 seconds.
Matt Kemp.
That's like 5 minutes.
Matt Kemp is the answer. When they had the Astros last year, Matt Kemp would have been the answer.
What was the question?
Matt Kemp is the MVP. Matt Kemp is the MVP.
All right, so
I'm out, Fred.
Your prediction of wins. Jamal.
Oh, how convenient. Kevin gives him the applause.
Wins on the year, Jamal.
No, Jamal, wait.
Buzzer must have been broken.
Please, Jamal, no.
Hey.
What?
Hey, Dodgers going to hit that Benjamin note at least.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's 100 for you and me, Petro.
And where are you joining us from, Jamal?
I'm joining you, from the LBC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I just came off the set with Snoop.
Yeah?
Yeah, and Cameron Diaz. You know, she went to school in the LBC.
That's
too.
Right, yeah, Polly.
Oh, that's good Long Beach knowledge.
That's my good blondie girl.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right, so the number is
105 wins.
Jamal, not
105 wins.
No, Jamal, you're fine.
105 wins.
Thank you, Jamal.
For the Dodgers.
866-987-2577.
Put it on the lotto.
So the question.
Mega Millions. $500 million Mega Millions.
So the question.
So the question
today
is.
Jamal the Beach gift certificate.
So the question today is, who will be the Dodgers MVP, or how do you think they'll do, or actually whatever you want to do?
Aren't those all the calls you need to take?
866-987-2577.
You got more?
Whoever gives us the best take is getting a $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. We are on the field, live at Dodger Stadium, getting ready for opening day.
A hell of an opening
Fred,
segment.
Rodney, Petros,
good
and
job,
Matt.
Fred.
We're back with more. Get online now after this.
What a day.
Back live at Dodger Stadium. We're all here. Fred, Rodney, Petros, and Money. Join now. And what a way to start our coverage by my favorite Dodger.
Yes.
Yes, the Bishop.
Yes. Wait. We'll give you like 30 seconds. Bishop.
Fred's, Rich Hill.
Now, yeah. Bishop. Fred's going to, like, slobber all over you. So you got a towel?
The Bishop is asking. Here.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. There
you go. All right. Opening day. You know, are you excited? What are the feelings now as we get started with another season?
Yeah, absolutely excited. Just feel fortunate, you know, to be part of this great organization and, you know, another opening day at the highest level of the sport. So it's quite an achievement for everybody who gets to wear – you know, Major League uniform and especially a Dodger uniform.
Hey, Rich, talk about coming off of last year and then now finally getting here to opening day. What was the off season like and then having that bad taste in your mouth and then just like, okay, I can't wait for next season. What has that been like for you and the rest of the team?
Yeah, I think one of the things, you know, it took a couple weeks, obviously, to decompress after, you know, what I consider was a good season. Obviously, when you look back on it, you want to achieve the ultimate goal of winning the World Series. And I think that, you know, is something that we're going into this this season with the expectations of doing. But again, it's the same thing that we talked about last year and how we're going to get to the World Series. And it's about the process. And, you know, it's a day-to-day activity. How are you going to go about your business? How are you going to go about your work and staying in the moment to achieving that goal? And really, you know, looking back on last year and the ability to absorb the loss that happened in the World Series and move forward and learn from it is, you know, an incredible amount of experience that we're bringing to the 2018 season. So it's going to be very exciting.
Does every opening day feel the same? I mean, when we stand at Dodger Stadium, it's one of the most iconic venues anywhere. And is there a specific, I guess, opening day that sticks out in your mind that you've been through?
No, every opening day is extremely special, and I think, you know, looking forward to the flyover, looking forward to the national anthem, looking forward to, you know, just the capacity crowd, seeing everybody cheering for the Dodgers and being part of that is extremely special. So there really is, you know, not every opening day I feel fortunate to be a part of, and I really mean that. I think it's something that, you know, everybody as a, you know, growing up playing Little League, this is something that you always wanted to be a part of. I can remember, you know, growing up in Massachusetts going to the Red Sox games and, you know, going up the tunnel and seeing the nice grass for, you know, a perfect piece of grass in the city of, you know, Boston and here in L.A. You know, you come up, you come through the you know, through the tunnel as a kid, and you look out and you're like, wow, this is great. Look at this. You know, so it's something that, yeah, I really feel fortunate to be a part of. And, you know, so does everybody here.
Rich Hill, the bishop, is our guest on the Petros. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
On the Rogan and Rudd. It's just a reflex.
Seriously?
On AM 570 LA.
We're all here together today.
You're home of the Dodgers. Yeah. We're all about being inclusive. I'm very sorry. Now, of course, we also feel very fortunate just to be involved. We didn't earn anything. We're just here covering the event, and we get excited, too. But down in the clubhouse, if a guy's new, or maybe if a guy's not new, if he's a little too geeked on opening day, does somebody have to say, hey, act like you've been there? Stop acting like a fool?
I mean, I you know, you would hope that everybody would act not like, you know.
You know, is there a different vibe in the room? Because you guys play every day. I mean, and spring is a long grind, and you're out there playing and competing, and you're competing. You have to protect yourself out there. Is there a different vibe in that clubhouse today?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You see, you know, everybody knows what's on the horizon and for a 2018 season. And, you know, when you see guys like Kyle Farmer, who, you know, had a great spring training and gave tremendous at-bats and earned his way onto the team. And you see, you know, guys that are coming around and it might be their first opening day is really cool to see. And, you know, no matter how many years you've played or you know, how long you've been around, this is a great day. And it's very special to everybody.
Hey, Rich, you know, I played football, and there were certain teams that I looked forward to on opening day. When you played, I was in Philadelphia, and when we played the Redskins opening day, that was a big deal. You're playing the Giants opening weekend. Does that make a difference for you guys, knowing that you're playing your rivals on opening weekend? How does that sit with the locker room and you guys in particular?
Yeah, that's something that obviously when we talk about great rivalries throughout sports, this is – right up there at the top of the list. And for us in there, knowing that it's obviously a division rival and you know, ultimately at the end of the day is we have to go out and win the ball game. But again, I talk about this all the time. How do you go about that? How do you get to that, you know, goal of winning the game? Is disassociate yourself from the results, focus in on the moment, and continue to give the best that you can when you're out there and give a, you know, 100% effort. That's one thing that, you know, each and every one of us can control when we go out there, is that effort is going to be, you know, high. But with that said, yeah, it's extremely exciting playing the Giants and you know, just another great organization across the way. But, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, we want to win.
Rich Hill, the Bishop, with us on AM 570 LA Sports. Is there something to be said about a team that basically returned intact? You know each other. You've been through the wars together. How much of an advantage is that?
Yeah, it feels like the season just ended. So, you know, picking up where we left off last year and not trying to repeat anything. Nobody's trying to look to, you know, repeat what we did last year, because I think that would be, you know, setting yourself up for failure. But I think setting yourself up for success would be to going about your routine, the right way. For me on a 5-day schedule, for, you know, position players on a daily, you know, everybody has their daily routine, and to stick with that is something that, you know, this group definitely feels tight-knit, closer than we were last year. Families are close. You know, everybody knows each other extremely well. And, you know, one of the great things is that you get that sense last year of guys pulling for each other, and this year it's even more so. So, you know, when a guy's in the box, it's almost like, or if I'm out there pitching, or Clayton's out there, or whoever's out there pitching, you know, you're pulling for them just as much as you'd be pulling for yourself. And there is a huge sense of that this season.
Well, Rich, thank you for stopping by.
Enjoyable.
We appreciate
Thanks for doing that. And you're
all
throwing
guys,
Sunday,
thank
right,
you.
Rich? Sunday
yes,
night. There we
yeah.
go. Rich Hill going to be
thank
on
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. There he goes, the Bishop. Rich Hill stopping by. We're on the field at Dodger Stadium. What a great way to kick off our coverage.
Certainly.
Have the Bishop here.
Yeah, the both of you. I mean, and that just speaks to, again, what you and Rodney are capable of doing. I mean, you just yell.
Bishop!
So, you know, the guy runs over here and grabs a mic. I mean, it's game day. He's out there getting his work in, and you just scream at him. And next thing you know, there he is with a mic in his hand.
All right, that was a $1,000 get. And now $1,000 for the listeners. It's time to put a grand in your hand.
You know, that is...
Every time.
What are you doing?
It's just confusing to people. Hall Cunning Dental if you have a poo tooth. I just want to say this.
Wait a minute.
But you got to answer the phone. You got
to
answer the phone.
What?
We're just trying to give away $1,000, P. You got to answer the phone. If it's a block number, unknown number, you got to answer the phone.
If you text in.
If you text in, answer the damn phone.
Correct.
Right on, Pete. Go ahead.
Right. I just want to say, Fred, I'm a little insulted.
Why?
Because the show didn't kick off with the Bishop Rich Hill and you guys screaming at him. The show kicked off with a very meaningful argument.
It did.
About the pronunciation of Pazookie and some of the most impactful phone calls you've ever taken in the history of your show for the BJ segment.
It might be more impactful for some than others.
When you talk diversity, that's what we do here.
Exactly
at
right.
570.
Right.
So don't sit there and say you kicked off the show with Rich Hill because you didn't.
Fred,
you kicked off the show talking Pazookie, and you kicked off the show.
Well, no, we didn't kick off the show doing that.
Jamal.
Yeah, you did. You said the word.
No, you did that.
No, you
did. Kicked off the show. You guys had a lot going on.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Wait a minute. Tom and Tribuco Canyon. Go ahead. You're on AM570 LA Sports. For BJ's Restaurant and Brew Hour Lunch Hour, $100 gift card for the best 30-second take. Go, Tom.
Good call.
Oh,
great start.
Tommy.
Tom, you there?
You're making me look bad, Tommy.
All right, Miles in Northridge, you there? Go ahead, Miles.
I'd like to say I didn't enjoy that, but I did.
Yes, you did.
Go ahead, Miles, you there?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top Tom, but I'll give it my best shot.
Yeah, with the comedy.
That was aimed at your urethra, Fred.
Nothing was aimed at my urethra.
Wow.
Go ahead, Miles.
Urethra.
Well, okay. I grew up in the Bay Area, but I'm a Dodger fan through and through, and I'm ready to see them win the World Series this year. Okay. And we're going to take it to the Giants, and also the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's my 30-second take.
We threw the Rams
so
in there.
So good. That's going to get. That's going to win.
I All hope right. Kevin Demoff is listening.
Yeah, this is the area I'm from.
I just talked to him the other day.
Of course you did.
I'm from this area, but I root for these two teams, and they're both going to win. I'm out.
All right, Morris in Long Beach.
Go ahead.
Let's get Morris on.
I can't touch Jamal.
No doubt.
Go ahead, Morris. You there?
Paul brought it. He did.
It's 12 o'clock, my radio, the Fred Rogan Show. You know he sets my sports world on fire. Hey, Fred, I'm disqualified. Just tell him to hurry up and give me that certificate so I can go eat their food.
Goodbye, Morris.
Boom.
All right.
Morris.
There goes Morris in Long Beach.
Wow. Well, that was pretty good.
That was.
We're off to a sizzling start for BJ's today.
Well, that's three calls. Bang, bang, bang.
Well, Tom wasn't even on the phone.
Yeah, but he took the call.
I mean, technically, he I think he did say something. It was like, hey, Tom, are you there?
Oh, he's back, Fred.
Oh, you want Tom?
Oh, you've recovered him. Way to go, Fred.
All right, Tom, get back on the air. Go ahead.
I am back. 2018 is going to be a great year for a Dodger fan. I look for them to win at least 102 games. Clayton Kershaw is going to come away with another Cy Young Award. I look for Corey Seager to be the Dodgers MVP. At some point, they're going to have to beat Yu Darvish and the Cubs in the playoffs. That's going to happen. And I expect the World Series to be coming to L.A. Thanks.
Good 30 seconds. Look at Petros' face. What's wrong with that?
I think the Indians will represent the American League.
I
believe the
out.
World Series will go six
you know
games.
What?
I expect.
Kenley Jansen will walk the
games.
First batter, but then strike out the next three.
I expect traffic on the 405 to be quite heavy.
What are you trying to say? He wasn't as enthusiastic as Jamal?
Between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7.
I'm just trying to think of all the people driving around going, oh, F Utah.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I can't believe you're saying that.
102, I don't believe that for a second. I say 98, not a game over 98.
At least 102 games. If you're going to go with at least, just go with a nice 100. Just go with at least 100 games, not 102.
I'm going to say 102 so they think I really thought about it.
All right, if you want a piece of BJ's, 866-987-2570.
Come on, Vic. This is usually not as contentious, is it?
No, it's not.
Hey, Vic, go get him.
All right, Vic, thanks very much. We're on the field here at Dodger Stadium, and joining us now, the man who is embedded with the club with him every day, every night. We have no idea whose phone that is.
Embedded.
But it's the bullpen phone.
It's somebody's phone.
Well, then why are they calling
it's
us?
The bullpen phone, probably.
Already.
Look, what,
this
are they calling
the
you to the bullpen?
Brought to you by In-N-Out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm
David Vasek.
I can still throw 98.
They need some heat down
Come on,
there.
Rodney.
No movement, but 98.
I thought Petros was the Al Bundy of this crew, but you really talk about your old playing days a lot more than old Petros here. You were Mr. Third Baseman, all Pac-10 third baseman.
Well, he's got more to discuss.
Say it again. Say it again.
Just to be fair to Rodney.
Say it again.
He was upset I didn't know he played baseball.
Yes,
he
was upset. You're a baseball guy.
He was way better than John Jackson as a two-way guy. Way better.
Who's John Jackson?
Come on, man.
Hit dynamite? JJ, don't you watch a high school game of the week?
He tried to add me on LinkedIn this morning.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You've been looking at LinkedIn recently?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Dave, you've been to a lot of opening days. In fact, this should be celebrated. And I'm completely serious. And usually we are not. But David Vasse has not missed one Dodger game. No other member of the media, no person in a security badge, nobody, no organist, nobody can say this. David Vasse has broadcasted every single Dodger game for six freaking years. No one can say that.
Really?
And he is going into his seventh year to continue his streak. There's not one play-by-play on-air person, anybody, newspaper.
That's for Dodd, Rodney.
Nobody. Dave, I will ask you again, just like we asked you the other day when Matt and I were at Tufts, and it was a beautiful setup at the OUE Skyspace.
Yes, how was that? Check it out. We'll talk about that later.
But we asked you, will the streak continue in 2018, Dave?
Maybe we could do a Langer's poll, whether or not I should go to my...
It's BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse now.
Oh, my goodness. See?
BJ's poll. BJ Restaurant's poll here.
I don't know why you always have to be so argumentative.
Should I miss my daughter's recital, or should I go to a Dodger game? Should I miss my daughter's kindergarten graduation, or go on the Dodger road trip? Because that is where the fork in the road may come this season, where I have to miss a Dodger game for the first time in 6.5 years.
I think it's okay.
All right.
I think it's fine, Dave. Go to your daughter's
graduation. I think your daughter wants you to go.
Kindergarten, though, I always mock. I mock Matt for always going to his daughter's kindergarten graduation.
Always. Absolutely.
It's not that big of a deal.
You're not going to get those days back.
Call me when it's eighth grade.
She won't remember it. She will not remember that you were there or if you were not there.
So go. Go to the Dodger game.
Dodger game.
She didn't want you there
anyway. My wife got upset last year because I was in Milwaukee for my daughter's first ballet recital, and I said, hey, Kershaw struck out his 2,000th hitter, and that did not go over very well. I said, at least I missed it, but Kershaw
struck out his 2,000th.
Yeah, milestone. I got the ticket.
Oh, my
I got
goodness.
The ticket.
Now, it's not County Stadium, but it's still beautiful.
Right.
Come on, Dave.
That did not go over well.
Dave, what's the lineup today?
I'm going to need some pointers.
What's the lineup?
I was a little surprised.
No, we don't do the lineup. We do the lineup game, Fred. You know that.
Lineup game.
When we get together, we play the lineup game.
I even know that, Fred.
Come on, Fred.
You went to the lineup.
You're the captain of this ship.
Didn't we not go to the playoffs last year?
You know when we're doing the lineup game?
When?
When you're supposed to be doing fake and real news. That's when we're doing the lineup game.
That makes you the smartest person in the room. But we're not doing fake or real news because David's here.
Thank you.
Oh,
it's all serious. That's
why we'll do the lineup game in the next segment.
All real news.
You want to
all
real news? All right. But you have the lineup.
No.
All right, but don't tell us that. No, we have to do the lineup game.
Money's right, Fred. We do the lineup game every time we're here.
The lineup this year is going to be tricky. Who's batting third with no Justin Turner?
I mean, you got something.
Yasiel Puig.
I gave Dave.
Don't do it, Fred.
I gave Dave the props.
I'm not the game yet.
Thank you, Rodney.
Yes, sir.
Twitter.
You and me, baby.
We know one.
I'm not looking at it.
We know one guy in the lineup. Matt Kemp in left field.
You called it.
Matt Kemp in left field. Dilly Dilly.
Dilly Dilly. You called it.
That's what his shirt says. He's wearing the Dilly Dilly shirt.
Has that become a big thing in the clubhouse, or is he going rogue? Well, can you explain that to us?
I'm the only one that makes a big deal about it because in spring training, every time he walked by, I just shout out, Dilly Dilly. And he'd be like, hey, man, you still here?
He wouldn't give you a Dilly Dilly back.
No, he would not give me a Dilly Dilly back. Hey, man. Gosh, you live in L.A., man. You got to get some tighter jeans. Got to tighten those jeans up, man.
Things have not changed for Matt Kemp, it sounds like.
Hey, but he's wearing a T-shirt, man.
But why does Dilly he take... Dilly. I follow him on him. I mean, he's got to be 30. Well, how old is Matt?
33.
Yeah, he's pretty old. And he's still taking all kinds of pictures of his gear on Instagram. Like, check out my shoes and my socks and my pants.
Got to stay relevant,
man. And this combo. I mean, he's relevant because he's starting tonight.
There's a battle between him and Kenley Jansen. There's a shoe battle.
Oh.
Because Kenley has the Air Brand Jordan endorsement deal. One of only six major league players that has that endorsement deal. That happened after Kemp left. So now that Kemp's back, Kenley feels like he has the one up on Kemp in the shoe department. So Kenley will really take the other day in Anaheim, he's all, hey, Vasse, come here. Smell this shoe. Smell this brand new shoe Jordan sent me.
And
Kemp's like across the room just staring at us like, hey, man, I see you over there.
Dave, those two really do grab a lot of ass together. Who was Kenley's, like,
foil? He grabbed
foil?
A few other things, too.
Yes, exactly. He crushed your balls. Who was Kenley's foil before Matt Kemp came back? Like, who had to, besides you, who really had to wear it from Kenley? Because it seems like those two really do get along well.
Right, yeah. Kenley's beloved by everybody in that clubhouse, but this spring, he has really blossomed into becoming kind of a bigger voice in the clubhouse that likes to have a lot more fun. He actually tried to change a team meeting once, which upset Clayton Kershaw's spring training.
Oh, no.
So his success has really empowered him to become more vocal in a lot of different ways. Not in a bad way, but just more vocal. And I think he's trying to fill the vacuum of Adrian Gonzalez and Andre Ethier, the vacuum they left of harassing me as much as they did. And he's gone more physical than verbal. Right, Javi?
That's right. Look at Javi. I can feel it. You can feel it. I'm glad you brought that up because you can feel Kinley and Matt Kemp got this thing going on that it's going to last throughout the whole season, that they're going to be ribbing each other all season long.
Well, they have so much history going back to when they were in the minor leagues. And
when he was a catcher.
When Kinley was a catcher, he was always the little brother. Matt was always the big brother. And now that Kinley has had the success that he's had, he's an all-star. He's the best closer in baseball. Matt's on the other side of the hill as far as where his career is at. It's an interesting dynamic, but Kinley still has so much respect for Kemp. Maybe that he's the one guy in that clubhouse right now that could slap Kinley down. He and Kershaw are the only two guys that could slap Kinley down and bring him back to reality if necessary.
David Vasse will be on Morongo Casino. Dodgers on deck at 3 o'clock. First pitch, 4:08. It's opening day on your official, real home of the Dodgers, AM 570, LA Sports. David Vasse is our Dodger reporter. He never misses a game, and he acts like it's our fault that he misses his daughter's ballet recital. Now, Dave, the Giants are playing. It's always a big deal. We talked about it with the Bishop. The Giants are playing. It's a big deal. They're in town. Are they any good? Or is Fred going to yell no hope at them from across the field?
I actually talked to a scout in spring training. I was very skeptical. He told me that what he saw in spring training, they are good. And just talking to Ron Wotus, one of Bruce Bochy's oldest coaches on his staff, he said Longoria and McCutcheon have added a presence and a dynamic to their team that they sorely missed last year. So without Bumgarner and Shark, Jeff Samardzija, it's going to be tough, but they're better than what they were with those two guys on their team. And also, they signed away old friend Tony Watson. He's part of their bullpen. And that was a major concern for them the last 2 years. Their bullpen's not been very good the last couple of years. So if Melanson's healthy, Tony Watson can pitch well, they might be better. I'm not sure.
Melanson's not healthy, right? Isn't he not pitching today?
Yeah, there's something barking. Yeah, there's something barking with him. So,
barking. Yeah. The
Dodgers are still going to win this division. I know the sexy pick is to pick the Rockies, but I feel like it's just like when Jordan and the Bulls were dominating.
Sexy about the Rockies, man.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find some team that's going to knock the Dodgers off. Because,
no fun to pick the Dodgers.
Yeah, it's becoming boring to pick the Dodgers.
Hey, how big is this for Jock Peterson to start in center field today on opening day?
What?
Actually, Rodney.
No, why not? Whoa! Oh! You've been cheating?
Oh, no, I'm just throwing it out.
Jamal from Long Beach been cheating?
Rodney.
You see what I did there?
Rodney jumped the gun on you guys.
I tried the same thing. See what I did there?
Ronnie, corrections and retractions here. They did test the scoreboard, Rodney, with names on the board.
Don't say it,
but that wasn't a correct lineup.
The lineup
you tweeted was not the correct lineup.
Look at you.
Corrections and retractions.
Read into my poker face. Look at you.
Dave, thanks for stopping by and helping kick off the coverage this year.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Great to see you guys. Great to have Fred out here, who 30 years ago was at City Hall when the Dodgers celebrated their last championship.
Right.
I still have it on VHS.
I thought he was on the drive-by when they looked at the stadium site.
No, he was on their boots on the ground.
Not that old. All right, Dave, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Had to drop it.
Yeah, he did drop the mic.
Literally.
That was it.
Yeah,
all right, listen, quickly, we want to get a couple more BJ's called. We have to.
We got to play the lineup game.
Is that why you were trying to get done with Dave?
Okay. No,
we
got to do this.
Get rid of Dave so we can take some calls?
In the next segment, we have to award BJ's.
All right. We got to award a BJ.
Mario in Irvine, you're on AM 570 LA Sports. Go ahead, Mario.
Hey, guys. What's happening? My take is that the Dodgers have to win the World Series because when they lost, I started growing my beard. And if you do not win, it's going to be very long and offensive by the end of the season.
But that doesn't – you don't have to do that.
Would you let him finish?
But yes, you don't have to.
P. 30 seconds, baby. Let him finish. Thank you, Mario.
Go, Mario.
Julian and Ventura, you're on AM 570 LA
gone.
Sports.
Wait a minute. Wait, he was
you said let him finish, and then you went to the
No, that was
guy.
Just 30
you
seconds.
Said let him finish, and then you go to another
you
guy.
You know what you did? You screwed him.
Oh, wow.
Right. Hey, what's
That's
up, boys?
I'm not screwing anybody.
Dodgers
you
don't mean one more game.
What?
Dodgers don't mean one more game, man. They'll mean one more game.
No one can. What are you saying?
One more game. They lost game 7 of the World Series. One more game. God. They're going to win one more.
All right, fight on, boys. Fight on.
Yeah, all right. Doing Rodney.
John and Rosemead. Go ahead, John. John and Rosemead.
He wins.
Wait, here's John.
Oh, the mead dropped.
John, he's out. All right. Joey in Echo Park. Go ahead.
Oh, Echo Park.
Yeah, just want to say that I might have to go in a second. I'm expecting a call on the other line from the Grant.
Oh, no.
Hand.
Oh, good God. That's nice.
That's good.
Fred and Petros, just want to say I met you guys at a Fresh Floral Produce Council conference you guys were at
a couple
years back.
Little potato lady.
Where Fred gave a very event-appropriate speech about softness in sports and participation trophies. I thought it was a rousing speech. And just want to say that the Dodgers are going to drop the Giants just like Kobe.
Why'd you buzz him?
I tried to hint.
Just like Kobe what?
I tried to hint.
Jamal didn't get buzzed, though.
Joey, all right, thanks. When we come back, we'll award BJ's Restaurant and Brew House the $100 gift card.
And?
We're going to play Real or Fake?
No,
we'll do the lineup game.
Even though Rodney cheated.
We're live on the field at Dodger Stadium on AM570 LA Sports. AM570 LA Sports, your official home of the Dodgers. Opening day, Dodgers and Giants. Morongo Casino,
Foo
Dodgers
Fighters.
On deck at 3. First pitch.
Cheating.
Is 4:08 if you're heading out here to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, Fred.
Parking lot and stadium gates open at 1 o'clock.
Get it going, Fred.
Ceremonies starting at 3:30. We're all here today.
Do it, Fred. Do it,
Bishop
Fred.
Bishop has stopped by.
The
David
guys are coming out.
Stopped by. Dodgers are now coming out into the field, starting to stretch.
I would say the first hour was really successful. We got to take some good calls. There was even a call that I liked. We had Jamal. We had Rich Hill.
What call did you like, Pete? Taint the pool. The pool. Who gets $100?
I like the one where the guy talked about the cash.
Here comes Kenley. Kenley Jansen
here
coming
comes
out.
Kenley.
Look at Kenley.
He's not coming.
Cody Bellinger coming out.
None of these guys want to talk to you, man.
No, they don't. They won't.
At least you're heckling him, though, Rodney. Rodney
like gets after him.
I like that.
Fred's too bougie. Fred's like, I'm the dean. They should come to me. They should come to the dean's office.
We are going to award the winner of BJ's a $100 gift certificate.
Yeah, tell us, Dean
Wormer.
Before
or after? Before or after the lineup?
After the lineup,
tell
Dean.
The guys they're on double secret probation if they don't come talk to us, Fred.
Did you call him Dean
Wormer? Yes, look at him.
Dean Wormer.
We're going to saw the horse to get it out of your office, Dean.
All right, now this is something we started last year during the playoffs. Rodney and I battle to figure out what the lineup is. Matt, who is going to do it?
Here we go. I'll start. Who wants to go first?
Who's going
to
do
Chris
it?
Chris Taylor.
I guess Fred's going first.
My goodness.
What position?
Really?
Center field.
Correct.
Wait a minute. Let me look.
Thank you.
Look.
Correct.
Get over with Matt. Matt's got the
there we go.
There you go.
All right, Rodney. You ready?
All right. Batting second.
Let's go.
This one's to you, Rodney.
Batting second, Corey Seager.
Correct.
What position?
Playing shortstop.
Okay.
Correct.
Third, Fred.
Batting third, Fred. This is it, Fred. This is the moment we've
the
all been waiting for.
The big one.
Do it with your black jeans.
Yeah. I've got my suit in the car for TV.
Yeah,
what's wrong
do.
With my jeans?
They're black.
What if I was Romeo in black jeans? What if I was Heathcliff?
It's no myth.
Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with.
Fred, who's batting third?
Yasiel Puig.
What
right
position?
Field.
What?
Right field.
What? You're right.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Rodney.
Clean up.
Didn't work. Didn't work, Matt.
Batting.
I to get you to second guess yourself.
He did already a couple hits. He did a couple hits already on TV.
Who's cleaning it up?
Batting fourth.
Who's cleaning it up, Rodney?
This one's easy.
Oh, yeah. Cody B. right at first base.
I can't believe you guys got that wrong.
Fred for the steal. Who's batting cleanup in what position?
Get it with them black jeans.
Wait a minute. It's not Bellinger?
No.
Wow. Matt Kemp.
Back to you, Rodney.
Weak sauce.
Back to you, Rodney. Who's
George Michael would have got that right if he was alive.
He's not.
Who's batting cleanup?
Batting cleanup.
Come on. A chance for a steal from the steal.
A steal from the steal.
Double steal.
Wow. Then I'm going Yasmani Grandal.
Man, you guys call yourself Dodger broadcasters.
Damn,
no wonder there's another station that calls themselves real.
I can't believe how dumb the two of you are.
Man, you guys are just screwing this up. You guys stink worse than that sewer blow.
Oh, my God. What, are you going to guess Kershaw now?
Come on.
Who's batting cleanup?
All right, we got to go Jock Peterson.
No! He just walked by us, guys.
He did.
Kike Hernandez.
Correct. Wow. Boy, put us out of our misery. It was like listening to one of them BJ's calls.
Well, now you got to give him a hint. Like, he just walked by us.
That was like the girl doing tic-tac-toe at the Portland game.
There's only two guys that walked by us. You got to give him a hint.
All right.
So it's my turn again.
I
had the steal.
Rodney.
No, I had the steal.
No.
Wow.
No, because you failed twice before.
You're out.
So we now go back to Rodney.
Fifth.
Fifth, Rodney.
Matt Kemp now.
Oh, wait, no, I meant Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, all right.
All right, we'll give it to you.
We'll give it.
What do you mean you'll give it to him?
Anyway, we let Jamal go 90 seconds.
Exactly.
We have to make up for it.
We gave you the hint, Fred.
Yeah, they gave you the hint, Fred.
All right, six, Fred.
Matt Kemp.
Correct.
I don't like you that you got that.
You know what? I win.
Batting seven. I've already won.
Wow. Are you really keeping score in your head?
Yes.
Are you the volleyball dad that has the scoreboard in front of you and you're flipping it and you're yelling at the bench there?
Yes. Don't you hate those people?
Yes.
Correct.
Correct. Eighth.
Logan Forsythe.
Correct. Pitching.
What position is Logan playing?
Logan is playing third base.
You're right. You're right on Yogan.
And who's pitching? Double who's on
deuce.
The bump?
Yeah, who's deuce. Pitching?
Double
Top
who's
one,
on
Rodney.
The big
double
hill.
Deuce? Double deuce.
Who's bat? There you go.
There we go, baby.
All right. I think Rodney wins.
I win it.
Congratulations on Rodney. The lineup.
Not even close. What are you talking about,
Rodney? Exactly.
I would say you guys grossly misrepresented what a Dodger broadcaster should be on AM570 LA Sports.
There was a little fake me out on the big video board.
Man, you guys know Kike. Well, that you cheated. That's you trying to cheat. That's what happened. And you guys know that Kike batted cleanup during the playoffs last year. Man, you guys freaked out. Yes. You guys didn't get it right at all. You made fools of yourself that segment.
Actually, no, he didn't.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Who wins BJ's?
Cody B.
Yeah, who wins BJ's? A little bit. Go get your shine box.
Which guy was that?
Joey wins BJ's.
Which guy was Joey?
Joey was good. Congratulations to Joey.
Joey was the guy that did the cash call.
The restaurant and brewhouse.
Yeah, he had the joke.
So over 140 menu items, 50 craft beers, and the one-of-a-kind
Pizookie, because it's a cookie and a piz.
So you just said Pizookie.
I know. I did that for you, Fred.
Pizookie dessert. All right. We're at Dodger Stadium.
Where we sit at Jamal.
We'll continue on all the way to 3 o'clock when Tim Cage will take over with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck.
I like how they
throw
their
bats. More from the stadium. More guests as we continue on AM 570 LA Sports.